What's up, everyone? My name's Chris Marshall with my boy, Frank G. We are the hosts of Build Your Empire podcast. Frank G, tell the people what we do.
What's going on, everybody? Chris and I, we discuss established empires while showcasing us building ours.
Frank G, we were blessed today because it's the first Monday of the month and he actually committed to what he said he would commit to about 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago. Ankit, welcome back to the show, my man.
Ankit.
Right. Happy to be back on the show.
Good to have you.
Make it a point, man. First Monday of the month, I'll be here.
Oh, this is good. We're back on board with the first Monday.
No more trips to Miami for a little bit. I'm back on board.
Yeah, I tell you, I think we need the signed contract. This way we can, like, you know, exploit you if you don't deliver.
Couldn't afford me.
Well, we do this for the people, and the people who are listening, we want to provide value to the people, whether that be stocks or just a way to make money. Should really be Money Mondays.
For them, I do it.
For the people.
Well, if for them you do it, for us you won't. And that's for us. We'll say F you. But on a real note, I will apologize to Mr. Ankit because AbbVie is killing it right now.
Yes, he did.
Now, a few months ago, you came on the show. You said, hey, people who are listening, buy AbbVie right now. Coronavirus has it at a low. Buy it right now. And then it shot up. It's doing quite well.
Ankit's hot stock.
Yeah, that's one of them, man. I mean, AbbVie, I think it's trading today around 106.
105.
Sure. 105, 106. Yeah, pretty sure when I told you guys it was either in, I think it was around.
It was 90.
It was like 89, yeah, 90, yeah.
So something around there. So nice jump. That's basically exactly what it needed. You know, it needed some sort of timeline for this virus to be over. Now that we have that with the vaccine, you know, you're starting to see that not only in AbbVie, but pretty much through the market, you're starting to see a lot of stocks.
Well, what was interesting is you made that call, that prediction, and then 2 weeks ago, news came out that Warren Buffett put $1.5 billion into, I think, about 4 or 5 stocks, and one of them was actually AbbVie, which jumped the price. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I'm noticing that I'm seeing a lot of commercials that are actually sponsored by AbbVie. So it seems like you were correct there. And for anyone who was listening, you would have made some money. Not to mention, Ankit, I think the dividend is highly underestimated.
Yeah. You know, dividends right now with growth stocks, with everything exploding, a lot of stocks are having a good run. Like, people discount dividends for the security that they provide and the income they provide. So don't count it out, man. You know, AbbVie, I think, still pays a 5% dividend, which is a lot. That's a lot more than you're going to get from a fund, a savings account.
It's a lot considering the opportunity growth, right?
Yeah. So the big thing with dividends, right, is you have to factor it into the total return and the risk level. You know, imagine that with a 5% dividend, you essentially have a 5% buffer where its stock can go down, you'll still break even. The most important thing in this whole game is really cash flow, right? You need to be able to have enough cash to survive for the next day. And that is something that a company like AbbVie, some of these older companies, these dividend payers, they're going to provide for you. So, you know, it helps alleviate some of the ups and downs in your portfolio and keeps things on track, on schedule.
Yeah, I certainly missed that hot stock, unfortunately.
Oh, you didn't get in?
No, I didn't get in.
Oh, I got in, and then it went down, and I was saying, Ankit doesn't know shit. And then I sold half of what I got in for, and then I actually find myself buying more and more as I consolidate my portfolio. Because, I mean, as you said, Ankit, it's pretty much medicinal. It's Botox. And, you know, with the coronavirus and social distancing, obviously that's not going to uptick. But when it's over, that's going to uptick.
Yeah. The other thing about this one is it's still relatively cheap compared to a lot of the other stocks you'll find on the market. From an earnings perspective, when you look at the price to earnings ratio, the PE ratio, today it stands at about 24 times, which, compared to what else you're seeing right now, a lot of the other tech companies, it's definitely a lot cheaper than a lot of other things you can get out there. With a 5 to 7% dividend, if you could buy at the right time, I still think it's a solid play. Don't jump in with a full position. If you were to get in today, maybe start with a 25% of the total investment you wanted to put in there and then slowly add to it, because it did have a big run.
So we're reaching earnings seasons, end of the year, and it's been one crazy year from a market perspective. In March, everything tanked, and then it was one of the fastest recoveries. And right now, it's almost reaching an all-time high again. But what's very fascinating and interesting is these tech companies have earnings where they're destroying earnings from all standpoints, and the stock price is decreasing.
Yeah.
Is this problematic for the following 2021?
Yeah, so when that happens, right, when you have a company that seems to do really well, you know, made a lot more money than they thought, perhaps revenue is coming in, increased amount of sales, and the stock goes down, the main reason is that investors believed there would be an even bigger jump, an even bigger increase, or an even bigger beat on that. And so that's when things do become a little dangerous. There's a little bit more downside risk than there's the upside gain. So when things get expensive like this, expectations get really high. And if those companies don't seriously blow them out, then you're going to see stocks go down, even when they do moderately better or a little bit better than was expected.
I had a few people actually ask, like, we were talking about this, and I guess these people aren't too into stocks yet, and they just kind of started this year. They were anticipating that something like last March happening again because of the spike in the virus.
I don't think you're going to see anything like that. The main reason, regardless of the spike in the virus, regardless of cases increase pretty dramatically again, I think investors, and including, you know, I think everyone is really starting to look past the next 6 months. Like, people understand that the next 6 months are going to be bad. COVID cases are up across the U.S. and they're getting to an all-time high. Hospitals are full. But now there's hope, right? There's a timeline. There's less fear. There's three different vaccines that are out there now. So, with the vaccines, really puts an end. It's going to put an end to this. And so that's
what
investors will buy.
I actually just read before we came on live here is that the government, essentially Trump, just rejected Pfizer's proposal for additional doses for the summer.
Wow. I mean, I didn't see that, but that's pretty shocking. Pretty shocking news.
Well, so I was then reading, I guess, the comments and responses and reactions to that. You can lean both ways, and you know, you have the perception that, hey, he's going down, he's going to take everyone down with you. Or from a business standpoint, why do you want to put all your eggs in one basket on one company with one vaccine when you have other companies also developing it?
Yeah. The other thing is the Pfizer vaccine is different, because the Pfizer vaccine is the only one so far that has to be kept. I think it was like below like 70 degrees, negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit, something insane like that.
But is this a time, do you buy these stocks? Is it over?
Yeah, in my opinion, like, if you were really looking to benefit from the bump in these stocks that they're going to get from the coronavirus, you probably have missed it already. You missed the vast majority of it. You know, you can add a little bit here and there and see how that plays out. I think you'll be perfectly fine if you were to do that. But to get in now and bet on like the vaccine and how much money they're going to make on distribution, I think your money's probably better off in the stocks that are going to benefit on the other side of this virus, as opposed to betting on the vaccine.
So are you taking this vaccine when it comes out, Ankit?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. Mixed reviews. The more time goes on, the more I feel that I probably will take it.
Okay.
So at this time, I'm probably going to take it when it comes out. I probably would, yeah.
I'm probably going to pass on it. But Ankit, is it a good time right now to now begin to look at cruise lines and airlines?
Yeah, interesting question. So cruise lines and airlines, right? Cruise lines, airlines, hotel, travel, they all kind of fall into the same bucket. I am not too crazy about the cruises. I know, I think Norwegian had a pretty good month. Like, the cruise lines have probably had a pretty good month. I haven't checked. But I wouldn't, I still am not crazy about the cruises. I find it hard to see that even when the vaccine is out, you know, having 10,000 people on a boat, if you remember what happened at the beginning of the vaccine or the beginning of the virus.
Yeah, there was a boat dread.
Yeah, that's,
like, for like a month. Yeah.
That's pretty scary, man. Like, I still think it's going to take people some time to feel comfortable to get on a cruise. And I think as an investor, there are easier ways to play this. Like one way, which I actually have been playing this switch, you know, now that the vaccine is out, is by buying Uber, right? I think Uber stock is actually poised to do really well, because once the coronavirus is done, you're going to have people going out like crazy. And I think when they're going out like crazy, you know, you can bet on the airlines if you want. You can bet on the cruise lines if you want. But from short-term, you know, last mile travel, that's going to be Uber. That's going to get you there back and forth. So I actually do like Uber here. I've been picking up some shares in the past couple of weeks.
So Ankit, we actually screwed up on the time because we were enjoying pre-show. So if you look up on the call here, we have 7 minutes. So we have to completely bring it in this 20-minute episode here.
Okay.
I wanted to bring a point, and it's an argument that me and you have often. Real estate versus the market. And I really want an expert realtor in here to debate you on it, but I want to hear your thoughts regarding real estate versus the market.
Yeah, I mean, real estate, look, like real estate, I think the optimal strategy is you want both, right? It's not going to be one or the other. But if you had to choose, depending on your time horizon, I think you usually get a better return from stocks. The big advantage with real estate is it lets you lever up. You can seriously take a lot of leverage. You know, with 50 grand, you can buy a $500,000 house. And then that's just something that you don't have access to doing in stocks, unless you're what's called an accredited investor. You have over $1 million or have a lot of experience trading. And so real estate does have its perks in that gives you pretty cheap access to capital. But overall, man, I think if you're considering dollar over dollar returns, I still think you're going to do better in the market. Yeah, you know, I think the market, you can get some 10-15% there.
And clearly, if you put all in real estate, the odds are you're probably going to fuck yourself long term.
Yeah, that, you know, I think you'd still be okay. Where real estate helps a lot of people in the U.S. is that the savings rate in the U.S. is so low that real estate helps people save just by paying their mortgage, right? It helps you save not with actually putting money aside. It's a little bit more automatic than that, and you need it to live. So from a psychological perspective, real estate helps a lot of people in the U.S. because it forces them to save. And it's a nice feeling when your money is going towards a mortgage, you're actually getting equity instead of burning it.
But then you have to make that cash liquid at some point if it comes down to it, where you have no other cash.
Yeah.
Which is going to take forever if you have real estate.
Yeah, real estate is quite different. That's actually one of the major issues with real estate, right, is liquidity. It's if I decide today that, hey, look, you know, I think Uber stock is in a bad place and I got to sell out, you can do that tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, you take out all your cash and you're done. Real estate, you decide that, hey, look, you know, this area of New York is no longer going to appreciate. All right, you got a 6-month road ahead of you. You got to list the house, market the house. You know, you got to show the house and
pay fees on whoever you have to pay to.
Yeah, hopefully your customer can get approved for their, or their, your customer, the buyer can get approved for their mortgage. So there's going to be a lot more steps, not as liquid.
I mean, I almost, you know, I'm looking at real estate now, and you know, I almost want to put, I would say a safe number is almost half of your net worth invested, diversifying in real estate. Otherwise, I just feel like it will be too tight.
Yeah, I actually think half is a lot.
It's a lot. It's certainly a lot. That's just my guide.
Yeah. I would say half is quite a bit. You know, right now, if you can get a house, it's a good time to do it just because mortgage rates are so low. So you won't end up paying so much on that house over the course of, you know, 15, 20, 30 years. But half is quite a bit, and your payments, depending on the house you buy, will still be pretty high. It comes down to preference, where you want to live, how much you have to spend.
So then, so are you for buying a house or for renting?
So that's a good question. I think it depends where you are, man. You know, like for me, I live in Midtown Manhattan. It wouldn't make sense for me to buy here, in my opinion. It's too expensive.
It's very, yeah.
Yeah, too expensive. The HOA fees are the real problem here. Where,
oh, the worst. I don't understand how they even exist or why people would actually purchase it.
Yeah. So the whole idea with buying real estate in the city is, even if you were to rent it out, you are not actually going to cash flow from it. You're not going to get a couple hundred bucks a month at the end of the month. You're typically just breaking even flat. And that's because you're having your renter pay for not only the mortgage, but the HOA as well. And so what you're betting on buying a place in the city is that over time, the value of that property will increase, which has happened a lot over the course of the last 30 years. But now with the virus, it's a little bit more uncertain.
So we have a couple of minutes here. Ankit, you come on, you tell us your hot picks. What's your hot picks, man?
My hot pick for right now, I would say Uber is a good throw, man. Uber is the one at the moment. It's the way that I'm playing this return. The return into normalcy with this vaccine. So I think if you have a long time horizon, Uber is a good place to look.
A long time, you said? Like, what's a long time here?
Long time horizon, anywhere, I'd say between 5 to 10 years. Something you can put away and not think about it so much.
All right. So I see what you did here. You named a hot stock where we
can't. Then we can't call you out.
Yeah, we'll call you out in 10 years, you fuck.
Yeah. I mean, you want something a little bit shorter term? I think right
now.
We
want it all.
I think right now it is actually a pretty great time to get into Boeing. I think Boeing is going to.
So that's why I asked you earlier, and I thought of Boeing when I said airlines, because right now it's probably half the price than that it was a year ago. And a company that big, I can't see going out of business.
Yeah, so Boeing, you know, the reason I like Boeing is because it's not really an airline, right? Boeing is the airline.
Manufacturer.
Exactly. So the airlines, in my opinion, are going to have so much traffic once COVID is out of the way, and they're going to need more airplanes. And there's only two places you can get them, which is either Boeing or Airbus in the world. And so they're going to go to those two. And I think Boeing, now that 737 Max has been approved, will have a pretty good chance of Boeing.
So we're going to write you down on Boeing. We obviously, we're not going to have enough time in a month to kind of rate you on that one, but we're going to write this one down. Our show's coming to an end. We kind of wish we could have provided a little more time here, but we had fun pre-show. And Ankit, always a pleasure when you come on, man.
Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you spit the facts.
That's good, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot, Ankit. We appreciate
it. Money Monday with Ankit. We love you. We appreciate you. We out.
Peace.